Here's Dr. Gene Getz to share today's Bible principle, an enduring truth you can live by.
When the Apostle Paul highlighted that a mature Christian loves what is good, he contrasted that quality with being a lover of money. And again, we must ask the question, what does Paul mean? Well, anyone who has a correct perspective on what the Bible teaches knows that Paul did not condemn money per se, and neither did he condemn people who have a lot of money. Rather, he warned people not to love money, or, as he said, "For the love of money is a root of all sorts of evil." Having money and loving money are two different things. Without question, it's easy to love money. Jesus warned against this very thing, stating that it's often difficult, but not impossible, for rich people to enter the kingdom of God. They have difficulty shifting their affections away from their material possessions in order to acknowledge that they even need God. However, accumulating wealth can also create problems for all of us as believers. And again, Paul wrote to Timothy, and he issues this serious warning. "But those who want to get rich fall into temptation and a snare and many foolish and harmful desires which plunge men into ruin and destruction." But again, let's not draw false conclusions. This does not mean that Christians with lots of money will yield to temptations to love it. In fact, many wealthy people are a great blessing in carrying out the ministry of Jesus Christ. They simply need, as all of us, to seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and then all these things will be added to us as well.
The Bible principle you have heard today comes from the new multimedia edition of The Measure of a Man. For more information about The Measure of a Man, which includes 42 videos by Gene, go to BiblePrinciples.org.